Hello.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Good evening. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from Opinion Research. And this evening, we're just conducting a short public opinion survey in your community. Can you be so kind and share your opinion? I'll be brief. With which political party are you registered with? A Republican, a Democrat, unaffiliated, independent?
Republican.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, as you are aware, very few people actually voted in the Republican primary elections. Now, thinking ahead, which of the following best described, how would you vote in the Republican election for the U.S. Senate, for the state legislature, in local office in Pasco County on Tuesday, August the 20th? If you already have voted by absentee mail-in ballot, you can indicate that as well. Okay, ma'am? Now, how we...
I did absentee.
You
I did absentee, and I voted Republican.
I understand, ma'am. And what is your main racial background, Asian, African-American?
I'm white Caucasian.
Thank you, ma'am.
White Caucasian.
Is your age between 56 to 65, 66 to 75, or over 75?
I'm 77.
Okay, it's a pleasure talking to you, ma'am, and thank you for taking the time to help me. Now, you will not be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Can you please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person? And if you have no opinion or never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well, okay? Now, the first one is Christina Fitzpatrick. Do you recognize your name?
No.
Okay. Gabriel Papadopoulos. Recognize that?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have an opinion, favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Okay. Somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Somewhat.
Okay. Somewhat favorable. And you never heard Chris Patrick. How about Chris Knockout? Do you recognize the name? Chris Knockout?
Chris. Isn't that our sheriff? Knockout?
Yeah. I believe so, Chris Knuckle.
Yeah, he's our the sheriff. Very favorable.
Very favorable, Chris Knuckle. Hey, Lisa, I'm sorry. I had it right here. Okay. Is Lisa Jagger favorable or unfavorable?
Don't recognize it.
Okay. Jack Mariano, favorable or unfavorable?
Don't recognize.
And Mike Fasano. Recognize that name?
Yes. Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. Thank you, ma'am. And Kamala Harris, favorable or unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience. Now, you will now be asked a few short questions about the upcoming August Republican primary elections. For whom did you vote in the Republican primary election for Pasco County Superintendents of Schools, Michelle Mandarin or John Legg?
Or who?
Michelle Mandarin is the first one, and the second one was John Legg. For which one did you vote?
I think it was John.
John, for the superintendent, okay. And for who did you vote in the Republican primary election for Pasco County Commission District 4? Christina Fitzpatrick, Gabriel Papadopoulos, or Lisa Jagger?
Honestly, I don't remember.
Don't remember, okay. Now, for whom did you vote in the Republican primary election for Pasco County Commission District 5? Gina... I'm sorry, Jack Mariano or Gina Finacchiaro?
Probably Jack.
Jack, thank you. From the following list, what have you seen, read, or heard about Lisa Jagger and her campaign for Pasco County Commission in the past few weeks? And if you haven't seen, read, or heard anything about Lisa Jagger,
I think I got
something in the mail
message from her. Yeah.
Okay.
A message.
Do you saw an ad in television, yes or no, about her?
No.
Text message? No?
Yeah, text message.
Okay. Do you volunteer for a campaign? That's actually no, because you don't know. But something else that you recall?
No.
No, okay, thank you, ma'am.
A lot of times I don't recall things, okay?
No, I understand. Me neither. Believe me, man. I get out of the house the other day without my keys. That was a nightmare. And it was, well, and then what you see, read, or heard recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Lisa Jagger in the election for Pasco County Commission. And if it makes no difference, you can indicate that as well. So what you receive in the mail, did that make any difference in the way you voted?
No, no.
No difference, okay.
What I get in the mail doesn't make any difference. To be honest with you, I take my ballot and I look everyone up online.
Oh,
and I decide.
That's very smart. That's very smart. Yeah,
I look up every one of them online, and I decide then.
Yeah, you get a lot of information that way. Well, let's finish this up, ma'am. So before we finish, for just demographic questions, okay, for classification purpose only, but if you were to label yourself, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative on your political beliefs?
Very conservative.
Understood. Which is the last grade of formal education that you have completed? Less than high school, some college graduate.
I have my college degree.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, thank you for your time. This concludes our survey. It's been a pleasure. You enjoy the rest of the day, ma'am. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.